overnight, our inflows dropped off a little bit. So we were at around 3,800 CFS inflows yesterday. We're down to about 3,600 CFS today, just a little over that. And the rise on the reservoir has slowed up some. And you can kind of see that. So we're still going up a little bit, but it's slowed up from what we were yesterday. But we're still right around that 1,268. And our discharge is at 3,410, roughly right around that. The Baldo Creek has really started to arc over, so that's starting to drop on our inflows. The river has held pretty steady at Cooperstown. I think that might see a little dip and then a rise again as we get some of that water from up north that starts to move into the system. But overall, our inflows are starting to drop off. The water control in St. Paul is kind of debating whether when they can cut flows out of Bald Hill. Some of us are lobbying to kind of keep it a little bit at the current level to try and drop the reservoir some to keep some storage and cool on the reservoir. So if we have a future precip event, we're ready for it. And then there's some of us that want to drop flows earlier in an attempt to maybe kind of reduce flows downstream because there's some concern about being to get downstream towards Kindred. But that's quite a ways away. So if we drop flows today, they wouldn't see that for 7 to 10 days over there. So it takes quite a while for that to see the effect. And so we're going to kind of make a decision later today or early tomorrow, and we may drop some flows. We won't be going up at all over the next 7 days. So we're in really, really good shape right now. So
yeah, it's good to be talking about reducing flows rather than increasing.
That's always a good thing, yeah.
Yes, it is. So, Scott, in your opinion, right now, the lake is controlled at a proper level, and we are experiencing water levels that we could see through the weekend.
Yeah, I think if we do make a cut, it's going to be a small cut, and they're going to try and not build too much more pool on the lake. And so, it'd be a few hundred CFS one way or the other. The river levels in Valley are dropping as the local flows kind of work their way out of the system here. And if you guys look at the gauge overnight, you can kind of see that it dropped over. And I would assume by the end of the day, we'll be under 15 feet. And so it's dropping nicely in Valley without any cuts out of the dam. And I think that, we'll have to wait and see what they say. But, yeah, we're going the right direction. I don't see any major changes in the next 24 hours. And like I said, we should, beyond that, we'll have to see next week. Maybe we can make a more substantial cut.
So having said all that, Scott, what I think we'll do here is we're going to discuss about the whether or not we should continue these 9 o'clock meetings a little bit later on. But I'll tell you this right now: we understand what the future trending is, and you would let us know if anything changes. So we're good to go there.
Absolutely. I'll be in contact if anything changes going up or going down on the river flow. We'll let you know. So as soon as possible.
Thank you very much, Scott. Appreciate it. Does anybody have any questions for Scott this morning? All of this is very good news, and we appreciate the partnership that we have with the Corps up there at the lake. It has been, I would hazard to guess what it would be like if we didn't have that dam up there to hold back that water while we were experiencing high levels here in Valley City. So I appreciate your presence, appreciate your partnership, and just thank you very much.
You bet. Anytime. We're glad we're here. We're glad we can help, and we'll do our best. So you guys take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Thanks, Scott. All right. With that being said, since we're still at minimum flood stage, I'd like us to talk about procedures on when we're going to open up Viking Drive again and remove that flood wall. If we follow our current policy and procedures and how we got to this point, we have an opening on the south side of Viking Bridge that's at 15.9, correct? So if we follow our current policy, we wouldn't open up Viking Drive until it reaches 13.9 in the river. That would give us 2 foot of freeboard. Is everybody in agreement with that? What does KLJ think about the timetable of opening up Viking Drive?
All right, I think that's a good starting point to look at the 13.9. I think as we look at the forecast, both from the National Weather Service's flows from in the river, and then the precip in the future there, that if it doesn't look like as the river is going down, if it's continuing to go down, that if we get below 14.5 to 14, that we should be able to consider talking about doing that. So right now, I would say that we stay where we're at through the end of the week and the beginning of next week and reevaluate.
Also, I'd like us to make a note in our lessons learned. Maybe we need to put a little culvert in there and put that to 18 feet so we don't have to worry about that in the future. Make sense? We can have a discussion about that after the event and see if we can't be better at what we do next time. The next thing we need to discuss is I wanted to inform the public that whatever clay we put down to 18 feet here today in Valley City, we're going to leave that through the winter. You don't see a reason to remove that preparation. As we all know, the ground is saturated. I don't want to sound like we have acquiesced to a flood next spring, but I believe that there's a lot of indicators here that we need to be cognizant of to prepare for next spring. So we're going to leave everything in place. Whatever clay we put down, we're going to leave it. We're going to provide some access again. I don't know if I reported in this meeting, but I did talk with Fargo. If we were have to go to 20 feet here and prepare for an 18-foot flood stage, Fargo did commit to Valley City 10,000 sandbags, and we appreciated that greatly. Thank you very much, City of Fargo. I think that's wonderful. And we would have had those here in just a few hours then, should we have hit that emergency button. But we didn't, and so now we're sitting here just waiting for the water to go down, so to speak. Does KLJ have any concerns or comments that they would like to make this morning? Anybody else, any staff from the city would like to make any comments? Well, you know, we've just exhausted everything we wanted to talk about here, and I'd like to keep everybody on and just start shooting the breeze, but this beautiful weather we're getting, cold at night, warm at the day, this is a perfect for runoff in the north, especially with the snow. And so we'll just sit here and wait for any changes. So with that being said, before we go, what is the consensus of the group about maintaining our 9 o'clock meetings? Do we see a benefit in maintaining a 9 o'clock meeting unless there's changes to the current status quo? Well then, appreciate it. Appreciate all the media here today and all the video that's going on. I do appreciate getting that information out into the public. It's very important. We did have last Sunday, just a little recap. Last Sunday was the upgrade of the National Weather Service's flood event, and they took us to 17.9 feet. And I can understand a lot of people in Valley City being upset by that and wondering what the city was doing. So I do appreciate your patience in this matter. And we work with the National Weather Service, we work with the Corps, we work with the emergency management system in the county with Sue Lloyd, and we try to find the best way forward to protect our citizens. So appreciate that. That being said, if there's no changes to what we have heard this morning, we will then stop our emergency meetings at 9 o'clock in the morning as of today, and we'll revisit this if and when something